Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden alongside world leaders in Europe today. The president will be meeting with Pope Francis, the Pope addressing the dangers of AI at the G7 summit and urging developers to use the technology to serve humanity. South Florida in the middle of a furious flash flood emergency. Rain has been falling since Tuesday and is expected to keep falling throughout the day today. Part of the building on the campus of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, being demolished beginning today. U.S. Supreme Court may be out with some big decisions today, including one involving homelessness.
We're also waiting to see from the justices whether cities and states can penalize people for sleeping outside. It's the biggest case on homelessness in more than 40 years. The justices could decide whether cities can use ticketing to get people off the streets.
ABC's Devin Dwyer, the justices could also release a decision today on whether presidents, including Donald Trump, should have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former commander of Volk Field is asking Governor Evers to investigate how Adjutant General David May handled her termination. Leslie Zisda Martin was cleared in 4 internal investigations into alleged misconduct. Current and former Guard members tell Wisconsin Watch that May and other leaders broke National Guard policies. Half of all Americans hold down working-class jobs, but that's only true for less than 2% of all state lawmakers across the country. Researcher Nicholas Karn says middle-income earners are priced out of public service.
This is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working class people.
The study comes from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We don't see this too often. Heading into the weekend, all Dane County beaches are open. The health department is testing for bacteria and algae every day. And art is taking over the shoreline in Monona, all to honor a local artist. Harry Whitehorse has about 10 public works throughout Dane County. He died in 2017. The first ever Harry Whitehorse Sculpture Festival begins today at San Damiano in Monona. A dozen artists from all over the world will create pieces inspired by the landscape around them. Deb Whitehorse, Harry's wife, says they were intentional about honoring Indigenous culture.
We have partnered with Little Eagle Arts Foundation. They have brought in a lot of programming of Indigenous art forms, you know, both contemporary and traditional.
The festival is every day from now until the 24th. Deb says, keep coming back, see the progress on the pieces. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. Freddy Peralta against the Reds, Hunter Green. The Cubs lost again last night to the Tampa Bay Rays, 3-2. Chicago has now lost 8 of their last 9 series. NFL, Green Bay Packers have signed their first-round draft pick. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, he was asked, what does he think it'll take to earn a starting job this fall?
Every day you strive to be the best. You strive to be your best, and you compete with yourself first before you compete with everybody else, and that's the one thing I want to do.
College football, Mason Posa is a 6'3" high school linebacker from New Mexico, ranked as one of the best players in the nation. Last night, Posa announced what school he's committed to.
And for the moment, we've all been waiting for it. For the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be committed to University of Wisconsin.
That's linebacker Mason Posa with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 80. Partly cloudy, 55 tonight. Partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s on Saturday and a chance of an afternoon shower. Saturday night, showers and storms, a low of 65. Showers and storms scattered about on Sunday with a high of 88.
Right now, it's 68.
It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WMDX. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Good luck.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, I am so excited. We wrap up On the Road with Jane and Todd in my favorite place, Amory, Wisconsin. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Through the moonlight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
This was what the jury pronounced unanimously on every count. My Republican colleagues don't really contest Donald Trump's guilt. This is the fascinating thing. Their argument is essentially he should never have been prosecuted, or they falsely claim it was a political prosecution, or they falsely claim it should have been a misdemeanor, not a felony.
Thank you, future Senator Adam Schiff went on to
say. But they don't contest, not really, that Donald Trump was making hush money payments to a porn star to hide their affair from voters. What they're really saying is they're more than comfortable electing, nominating, and electing as the President of the United States someone making hush money payments to a porn star. The party formerly of the moral majority is now, I suppose, hoping to fashion some kind of immoral majority to reinstate Donald Trump as president.
Ooh, I like it. The immoral majority. I like it. I like it a lot.
He's good.
Yes, it was Take Your Felon to Work Week in Congress, everybody.
Yes.
Hey, oh, speaking of this, look at this person. Hey. It's so rude. He's in London.
Don't say things bad.
Look at that. Hogwarts is behind you.
Yeah.
Steph Show. Wow. You're not on Twitter.
Said Monday, I said, where's Rude? They said, in Paris. I said, that's just rude. Mon Dieu. Mon Dieu. Oh,
it was La Rude.
La Rude. Cheerio.
Yes. It was, Paris was amazing, but, and I got there just as they were, when Macron called a snap election, and now I'm in, wow. I'm in England, and, you know, they're in election season right now, and it's very weird being in a country that is about to throw out its conservatives by massive numbers.
Yeah. I was going to say, come back here to America and spread your democracy seeds.
Yeah. Yes.
You're spilling your democracy seed.
I spread democracy seed wherever I go.
Oh, that was dirty and also funny. Okay, hey. You tweeted, I'm not threatening to burn down the country over Hunter Biden's conviction. I have an opinion that it's a bolt case that wouldn't have gone to trial if it weren't for right-wing holes. But that's different from saying that, for example, I want anyone involved arrested for daring to come after Joe Biden's son. See how sanity works? Mm-hmm. I mean, we were just saying, yesterday, it was like letting bin Laden go back to the World Trade Center. There he is, you know, on the site,
yep.
Going back to the site of the terrorist attack on our Capitol that he incited and gets applauded. And oh my God, like, yeah. So gross. Like, Mike Johnson's like, he said I'm doing a really good job. Oh my God, it's so gross.
Yeah, I, you know, you always want to welcome the guy that sent people to murder you,
right?
To potentially murder you, and just welcome him back as a conquering hero. Hey, your crazy mob almost killed us all, but hey, we're really glad you're here now.
Oh my God! And when you think it can't get crazier than the boat shark speech, whatever, like whining about Taylor Swift, how his daughter, Nancy Pelosi's daughter, said they could have been dating. I was like, what? Oh my God! Milwaukee sucks. Like it's just he is drunk uncle every day now, right?
Yeah, he's not just drunk uncle. He's uncle that needs to be sort of strapped down to a bed so that he can't get up and roam around the home and annoy everyone else and assault people regularly.
Oh my God! Just this morning, I don't even know when this was. It was a stunning moment. Trump announced he thinks Brittany Griner should still be in a Russian prison. Trump continues to say the most un-American things. Make sure everyone knows Trump is a traitor. He's just
wait. He said Brittany Griner should still be in prison.
Yes.
And he can get the Wall Street Journal reporter out,
right.
But he won't unless he's elected.
Right. Yeah, and that blackmail speech, right. But what is he going to trade him for Brittany Griner? Like, we'll give you the black lesbian. Like, what? I can't even. Okay. By the way, you are the knower of things of the Stephanie Miller Show, being a tenured professor, which is
weird,
for also being a dirty hobo.
Right.
But you said it's probably a good time to remind people, when Sam Alito was an appeals court judge, he was the lone dissenter on a case about police being sued for strip searching a young girl for drugs during a failed raid. The decision held they could be sued. Alito would have held that the officers who conducted the warrantless strip search of the 10-year-old were entitled to qualified immunity. He has always been a judge and a human. So this is not new, right?
No, he's always been this awful. He was the dissenter on cases where, for instance, about shooting someone who was running away after taking a purse, mm-hmm. shooting that it was okay to shoot them in the back as self-defense. It's just like, you know, his willingness to yield to police power is so frightening. And yet, I'm sure we'll see him, you know, try to find a way to give Trump immunity, and should the documents case ever make it there, I'm sure they'll say that there was something wrong with the search or something.
Oh, God, depressing. Which brings me to, I want to know if you agree with Tristan Snell, our legal lead, said, "Dear Senate Judiciary Committee, stop requesting Supreme Court ethics legislation that will never pass the GOP-led House. Start sending subpoenas and opening official investigations into SCOTUS corruption and bias, which you actually, while you still actually have the power to do so." What do you think?
They keep on pretending as if they're not a co-equal branch of government. I mean, that's the thing. You're treating the Supreme Court as if they are superior to you, and by being hands off. And that's not the way it works.
Right.
That the idea of checks and balances is that one holds the other accountable.
Right. Co-equal.
And if you're not willing to hold them accountable, then you're not doing your job.
Right.
Can I just say on the despicable, just the, you know, hostage Putin, whatever, that whole thing. Max Boot tweeted, "Trump never tires of claiming Putin would never have invaded Ukraine if he were in office. He conveniently omits the fact that Russia was invading Ukraine throughout his presidency. There was nonstop fighting in the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine." I mean, and if he thinks any of us think anything other than he would just give Ukraine to Putin,
right.
He's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and there was all kinds of violence. I mean, remember, we were still at war in Afghanistan during the Trump administration. Trump likes to pretend like it was all, you know, peace and flowers and you know, just holding hands, la-la, around the world when he was president, and it wasn't. There were tons of conflicts going on, and Iran was attacking, there were things being launched against Saudi Arabia from Iran. There were all kinds of things that were being done under the Trump administration.
Is your experience being overseas like everybody else I know that's gone? People are like, WTF, oh, my God, what is America going to do?
No, it is. It really is. Mostly they're asking, hey, have you figured out how you're going to move over here yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have one very dear friend that's talking about leaving the country if Trump is reelected. And I'm just, you know, I'm not going to quit. I've got no place else to go. But I don't need to call it patriotic. I don't know what I am, stupid patriot. But I mean, I'm never going to give up on this country. I am not, you know, there are more of us than them. You know, I don't know whether, like I always say, it's my dad's, you know, Nuremberg prosecutor blood I have in me, but what did somebody tweet? I just thought, like, it would never be more complicated than this. Hold, please. I'll find it. Nobody help me.
What do you need?
Nah, all right.
Do you want me to find it for you?
Right. Skip tweeted, if you have to choose sides, choose the side that doesn't include Nazis. Okay. I didn't think really this choice is going to be this difficult.
I mean, you know, I was listening to you earlier with Glenn Kirshner and, you know, both saying that you think it's going to be a landslide. And there are days that I do believe that. There are days that I believe that every indication, every time a Democrat overperforms in any, even when they lose, I think that was a recent, there was a recent elect runoff or something where the Democrat overperformed.
Yeah.
That shows that there is a wellspring of support for Biden and the Democrats that
sanity.
We're just not seeing in the
sanity.
Polls. Sanity, yeah. And you know, there's also a part of me that thinks that the Hunter Biden decision is one of those things that when people actually pay attention, and you brought this up a couple of times, and they see the way in which Joe Biden has reacted to it, and the way in which Democrats have reacted to it, and the fact that they are respecting the way in which the country is supposed to be run, even if you disagree with the outcome, you respect the process and respect the law. I think that's got to have an effect on people who might be wavering, even if it is just 1-2% of the population that is actually wavering.
I do, too. And I think so many families have been touched by addiction, Rude, that this whole story just seems sad. And, you know, they know this guy has been hunted basically for years because he's the president's son, to hurt Joe Biden, period.
Yeah.
I mean, our friend Joe from Jurors said, congressional Republicans just gave a standing ovation to a re-election losing, twice impeached, quadruply indicted, adjudicated rapist, business fraud, convicted felon who sent a rabid mob to attack them and their colleagues 3 years ago. That's how you know it's a cult. But as we keep trying to say, Rude, there are a lot more of us. You know, what was it? Who we played somebody this week? What's his name? The billionaire. He said it's not Democrats versus Republicans. Yeah. It's Democrats and Republicans versus holes.
Right.
I mean, it just right.
Yeah, but that lets Republicans off the hook. I'm sorry. The party is completely owned by the Trump side. There is no
true.
Republican
no, you're
party
right.
without MAGA and Trump. And we need to stop saying it's Republicans and MAGA. They are one and the same. And
that's true.
And if you are a Republican, then you are allied with them in some way.
Yeah.
And you either get out or you're part of the cult.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're the one that's cleaning the toilets in the cult doesn't mean you're not part of the cult.
That's right. Yes, Chris.
Breaking news out of the Supreme Court.
Yep.
The Supreme Court has invalidated a Trump-era ban on bump stocks.
Wow. Hang on.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's not good.
The majority opinion was authored by Clarence Thomas.
That's not good. You notice that I always have to just think I've been hit in the stomach by that dodgeball again.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It rules that a bump stock does not convert to a rifle into a machine gun and cannot be restricted.
We can have
such.
More Las Vegas massacres again. Mm, fantastic.
The only good thing Trump did was banning those.
You know, gun laws only apply to Hunter Biden, as you know. Otherwise, they're, invalid.
Yes, yes. Although I don't understand why Trump hasn't been arrested for being a felon with a gun.
With a gun.
In Florida.
Thank you.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I guess, once again, we're just not giving a crap about the whole well-regulated part of the Second Amendment.
Yeah. What part of shall not be infringed do they not understand about Hunter Biden? Okay. Just this last one. Bob Schooley tweets, never thought a presidential candidate repeatedly vowing to use the full force of the government to exact revenge on half the country could be just thrown into the campaign circus mix without much fanfare. I mean, once again, it's all part of this whole media thing that we talk about all the time.
No. I mean, you know, Trump says, 100 bat crap and insane things every speech, every interview, every appearance. I mean, I posted something yesterday about it wasn't just the shark stuff in that speech.
That's right.
That was insane.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he actively claimed in the speech that nearly 100% of the jobs Joe Biden has created have gone to undocumented workers. That's what he said in the speech. Nearly 100% of the you know, millions of jobs created have gone to undocumented workers. And it's like, where are you getting that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What the depths of your ass that you need to reach into to grab that?
Yes.
And then the depth of lunacy you need to have to believe it. It's like, why isn't anybody talking yeah. about that?
And can I just say, in terms of what we hope and believe, we got to turn out and vote. It just resist, you know, anybody that would try to divide us. You tweeted, Zionist is the new neoliberal. Just a word that's launched onto and repeated pejoratively until it's lost any meaning. And you said, for the record, I say this as someone who is adamantly opposed to Israel's destruction of Palestine and mass slaughter of civilians and can't wait for Netanyahu and his savagely militant government to be held accountable at the ballot box and at The Hague. Note, if you think this implies support of Hamas, you're an idiot. you have to stipulate anything you say.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just see people wandering around saying, oh, the Zionist this and the Zionist that. It's like, that has a pretty precise meaning. And if you're just using it to mean Jew or Israeli or you know, a certain, if you're just using it to mean Jew, then you're using it wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what it's becoming.
Yep. Sid, come home safe, sir. Bring your democracy seed.
I will.
Spill it on us. All over us. We love you.
I will. I will spray democracy seed all over the face of America.
You asked for it, Steph.
Rude
yeah,
Louise pundit.
Asked for that.
All right. Okay. Well, that's just fine. Goodbye.
It will sprout and grow. That's
okay.
What the seed will do.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Yeah.
I can put my Laverne and Shirley glove over my bottle of Morning Kick now.
Yep.
Because, okay. It's weightlifty day.
It is.
And I have to put up with Chris's constant taunting of that I only lift girl weights.
Hey!
Tomorrow, almost a 50-mile bike ride, Christopher LeBoy, 1,500 feet of climbing. Stuff that in your snoot.
All right.
You know what's going to be in my bottle? Morning Kick.
Snoot.
Because, right?
It's going to be in your snoot.
That's going to be in my snoot
uh-huh.
tomorrow. I'm telling you, it's been a game changer for me. I just know if it works, right? Like we often say about supplements, how do you know if they work? I just know I get more compliments that I'm keeping up my pace better on the bike,
yep.
hiking,
yep.
Lifting more than girl weights.
They're cute.
In the gym. 10 supplements in one in here. Probiotics, prebiotics. There's stuff in here for my muscles and joints and energy and you name it. Your overall well-being. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Miller, enter that promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy. If you're not completely satisfied, you're ready to sleep and feel better, go to CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. Enter the promo code Miller for that exclusive 30% savings. That is 30% off CozyEarth.com/Miller with that promo code Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We all know that generic drugs are cheaper than name brand drugs. But I'm going to make a confession. For a long time, I thought generics were a less good version of a name brand, you know, like dollar store versions of cornflakes. But it turns out that generic drugs are made with the exact same chemical formula as the name brands. They have to be to even be on the market. When drug companies invent a new drug, they get a 20-year patent in America that gives them exclusive rights to sell their Zoloft or Ambien or whatever. But after 20 years, other companies can sell generic versions, drugs that don't use the famous name but are chemically the same and follow all the same FDA rules. To get these savings, just ask your doctor to prescribe you a generic. Most of the time, they will. Now, your pharmacist usually can't just swap in the generic when you're picking up your pills, so you do have to ask your doctor before you leave the doctor's office. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Lucretia, the sweaty church whore, hey, to stand up from Milwaukee. Hi, Lucretia.
Mike, it's about damn time. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Full show.
But, I don't want to, bring up what was already been discussed, but I have to sit there and say is that for that fat-ass cantaloupe, Mayor McCheese, to talk about my mother effing city, you know what? And then you have your ass clowns like Drunky McDrunkerton, Derek Van Orden saying, oh, she was talking about the crime. And then you had that slob Glenn Grossman. Oh, he was just concerned about the voters. And then you had the liar, Brian Stiles. Well, yeah. I was in that room and he didn't say that. You know what? You guys are so full of it. Your lies are just as me. Your lies equal up to my lie that I tell people I have double D jugs and I have actually size Bs. You guys are the...
I'm with you, sister.
Suck.
I'm in the itty-bitty committee with you. Listen, Bella's Mike tweeted, it's no surprise several of the cities Trump has insulted have black mayors since he's always been a racist POS. Mm-hmm. The latest is Milwaukee. Others examples, D.C., Baltimore, New York City, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Chicago. So... See you, you racist
right.
Piece of... Karen in Chicago, hello. Karen, hello.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of, yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Go, yes, please. 20
okay.
seconds.
Yes. Well, okay. Okay. Democracy seed was all over my face, so I had to mop it off. But listen, it's true. When Trump trashes Chicago or our sister city, Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and uses crime, that is referencing black people.
It is.
Yep. Yep. So this is what everybody... We have to ask every Republican, if this is the best you have to offer, then what does that say about you?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. We know you are, but what am I? Wait, that's not right. John Fugelsang next.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. First Lady Jill Biden says older Americans should vote for her husband, the president. She says he's protecting the Affordable Care Act and Social Security.
Bring the experience of our years to meet this moment as if our rights are at risk, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, because it is.
Mrs. Biden campaigning in Green Bay yesterday. Opinions in Wisconsin are split over the U.S. Supreme Court decision to throw out a case challenging the legality of the medical abortion drug mifepristone. Abortion rights supporters say it's a win for women. Abortion opponents say they'll keep fighting efforts to make the drug more available. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Merrimack Ferry is closed because of an accident. The DOT sent out the notice late last night saying the ferry isn't running and Highway 113 is closed in both directions. The State Journal reports it's closed due to an accident and authorities need to inspect the equipment. We'll keep you updated on this one throughout the day. And Juneteenth is next week, but people will celebrate all over the country this weekend. There are parades, lectures, events, and church services here in Wisconsin. Robin Scott from We All Rise Resource Center encourages everybody to change how we speak about the people freed on Juneteenth.
They were not slaves. They were those that were kidnapped from the shores of Africa and held as black hostages, families and children, men and women alike, that were held as hostage. And it helps us to be current with the most inclusive language.
There's a Juneteenth parade tomorrow at 11, followed by a celebration that runs until 6 p.m. at Penn Park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 80. Partly cloudy, 55 tonight. Partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s on Saturday and a chance of an afternoon shower. Saturday night, showers and storms, a low of 65. Showers and storms scattered about on Sunday with a high of 88.
Right now, it's 70.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas on National Movie Night. And as usual, Terry Barr joins us and enlightens us with some fantastic music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Human Services in the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
need to abolish abortion, no exceptions.
So this says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And that's from the Bible?
Yeah, from Jeremiah 1. Right. So God knows these babies in the womb. He has a purpose and a destiny for each child. They shouldn't be killed.
Didn't he kill all the firstborn sons in Egypt?
I think I'm done.
Oh my God, she was Fugelsang.
Yep. Yeah, she was by Jason Selvig.
Jason Selvig's Fugelsang to him. Her.
Fugelsang. With John Fugelsang.
Hello, John. Good morning, sir.
He's frozen.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Good morning.
There he is.
I just gave Ketanji Brown Jackson. What? What? You can't hear me?
No, I can hear you. We can hear you now. Go ahead. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I can hear you now.
Yes.
Oh, well, hi. Thanks for inviting me. Hello.
Hi.
I feel like Paula Poundstone. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead.
I forget what I was going to say. Nice to see you.
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Something about Ketanji Brown Jackson.
It was just a little I gave her $4 million in gifts, but you shouldn't read anything into that. That's all I'm saying. It's just gifts, people.
Is that how much Beyonce tickets are now? $4 million.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly right. Happy No Immunity Day. Hello.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. I know. It's just hard to wrap your head around every day. Our friend Dino Badawa said, today Trump's heading to Capitol Hill to speak to the GOP members of Congress, or more accurately, convicted felon Trump returns to the scene of the crime to speak to his co-conspirators. Yeah. I mean, it was even grosser than you would think. Right? They're just gushing about him. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, he's always so sweet to me. Speaker Johnson's like, Daddy says I'm doing a good job. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, what a squad. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump has finally got the system in place he needs. With these Republicans trying to ban IVF, and these Republicans trying to ban mifepristone, and Byron Donalds telling black families they had it better under Jim Crow, and Kristi Noem shooting dogs in the face. This is the dream team, people. Send them out as your surrogates.
By the way, I'm glad you brought that up. Weren't they pretending for a minute that they're not against IVF because they know that's a wildly unpopular decision?
Yeah, Senator Duckworth
tweeted, breaking, despite claiming to support IVF, Senate Republicans blocked my right to IVF Act. This is the third time they've blocked legislation to protect IVF nationwide. This is who Republicans are.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, the Alabama Supreme Court bans it. The Alabama legislature says, oh, no, don't listen to our Supreme Court. It's legal. And now they don't know what to do. Ted Cruz has this phony Protect IVF bill that does not protect IVF. But Republicans completely vote against the Democratic plan yesterday, which would have protected it. I love it when homophobes like having it both ways. And this shows how terrified they are. They don't know what to do anymore because they're the dog that caught the car. And now they're going to be at war with each other over IVF. They're going to be at war with each other over mifepristone. Can we just point out, too, Donald Trump is so stupid. We've had to learn so many big words because of him. We had to learn hydroxychloroquine. We had to learn ivermectin. And now men have to know how to say mifepristone. That's how dumb he is. He made the rest of us smarter.
This is, you know, at the same time, evangelicals, you know this, attending the Southern Baptist Convention just voted to oppose in vitro fertilization. I mean, and this is a party that still keeps claiming to be pro-family.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, I know. So, and again, they're claiming that I guess... fetuses, frozen embryos are people, right? That's the whole argument. So if I have some frozen embryos for 12 years and then I birth one, that baby is a 12-year-old newborn. That's the argument Dusty Devers is making. And again, there's nothing in the Bible backing up any of this. There's nothing. You played the quote of the person saying Jeremiah. That whole thing, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you, that's God telling Jeremiah why he's special. Mm-hmm. It's not God telling government to force people to be pregnant against their will, to punish poor women with greater poverty, or to force 10-year-olds to be pregnant by a rapist. The Bible says none of this. These people have no leg to stand on. And all you have to say to them is, does an omniscient God put a soul in a fetus he knows is going to be aborted?
Yeah.
Ask them that. And they'll be busy for 10 minutes trying to figure it out.
Yeah. By the way, if I'm going to be mansplained, I want to be mansplained too by Lawrence Tribe, who said, women get it, but here's a word to my male followers. Imagine not being able to buy a condom, get a doctor to treat a genital illness, or seek care for your pregnant partner without triggering a police investigation or a search of your sexual history. That's Trumplandia, guys. Mm-hmm. How much more evidence do we need that this is just, they want a creepy Handmaid's Tale, white Christian nationalist autocracy, period.
Yeah. Well, some of them do. Let's be fair. Trump doesn't want that. Trump's just trying to stay out of jail. So don't blame him, Stephanie, for what the crazy
having any principle. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply he has any principles other than himself. But, you said, you were retweeting. Somebody said, the COVID shot's clearly part of an op to weaken the U.S. If you don't see that, you're brainwashed. The mandate was also built on fraud. You just said Donald Trump got the COVID shot and the booster, but he refused to be photographed doing it so he could still sucker guys like this. Go ahead, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, their party's gone from, Nixon, I am not a crook, to Trump, a crook is not a crook. Mm-hmm. Watching him going back yesterday and seeing most of them grovel before him, no mention made of the 140 policemen that were physically abused or sent to the hospital on grounds mm-hmm. because of this guy's lies.
Yeah. Somebody retweeted the picture of Elise Stefanik. She's literally like crouched behind. She's like, oh, give me a break. You were scared for your life. These guys right. protected you, and now you're booing them. I mean, I talk so well, John, about this whole party. You just said new rule. Political parties who reject democracy and want to disband NATO don't get to pretend they care about D-Day. You also said I'm writing a parallel universe script about a world where GOP politicians have so many plans to help the lives of non-millionaire Americans, they never get around to mentioning Hunter Biden. And we've been talking all week, I'm sure you have, John, about just what a sad human story this is. And I hope Republicans are proud of themselves, that this guy who rehabilitated himself, who cleaned up his life, is married, is raising a young son. I hope are they going to, they're not going to be, satisfied till he's in prison, till he relapses. What is it that will be enough?
They don't care. They don't care about Hunter Biden. They don't care what happens to Hunter Biden. They want to hurt people. They want to be hateful. That's what is in their hearts. And I want to say, Joe Biden letting his own son be prosecuted and letting Bob Menendez be prosecuted and Cori Bush and Henry Cuellar, that's proof he's weaponized this DOJ against Trump. They're going after so many Democrats, Stephanie. It's right there in front of you. The Hunter Biden trial is amazing because he's still going to go on trial in September for allegedly avoiding taxes. Because if there's one thing Republicans care more about than firearms registration, it's powerful people paying their taxes.
Yeah. By the way, good on you. You found the picture. You're the one that tweeted the picture of a clearly coked up Don Jr. in front of his arsenal of weapons. Yeah. You just said Don Jr. murders elephants for entertainment. I'll take 10 over Hunter Biden's on coke over that.
Yeah.
Well, and also the picture of, I posted a picture of Don Jr. with a bunch of AR-15s.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And Don looks like James Woods in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it's like, oh, I'm so glad the Republicans really care a lot about not letting drug addicts get guns without background checks.
Yeah.
They mean none of it. They don't believe anything they say.
No.
It's all about power. But, Axios had a really obnoxious headline yesterday about how Trump is making these incredible inroads with young voters. And so many young voters are leaving Biden for Trump. It's shocking to see in the polls. And if you read to the very bottom of the article, Axios says, of course, young people don't answer landline phones.
Right.
That's archaic for them. So these numbers aren't really reliable. They put the shocker headline up at the bottom and up at the top. And at the bottom, they say, by the way, everything you've just read is completely full of liquid crap.
And I've seen recent polls where he's up by 20 points among young people. It's like, please spare us with this.
You guys keep on banning IVF. Keep on banning mifepristone and everything will be fine. Young people and women will turn out, Republicans. You'll see.
This goes to the heart of it. You threaded, I hate coastal elites, and that's why I voted for a millionaire at birth from New York City with a gold toilet who once lost $1 billion and cut his own taxes. I mean, it just, I guess there is that segment that we just have to go, nothing matters. Right. I was saying, I don't even know anymore, based on this whole, like, saying Milwaukee's horrible when that's the city where you're going to be nominated. Like, I said, is he an alien? This is like some giant thought experiment. What do you have to do or say to get some segment of the population to turn against you? I mean, Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm pitching a new game show exclusively for Trump voters called What's It Gonna Take? And every episode, yes, we're going to ask you, you know, so wait, would you still vote for Donald Trump if he left Melania and married Lena Dunham? No, I'd still be with him because at least I know he'd cheat on Lena Dunham. They will find a rationale to defend this guy no matter what he does.
It is. It's like Bulworth I was saying. It's like, what if I'm a rapist? Okay, what if I'm a business fraud? What if I'm convicted of 34 felonies? How about this? Your city's horrible.
Donald Trump is a moral IQ test for the weakness of men. That's what and the weakness of white people.
It is a national emergency. It is an IQ test. It is a moral test. You're right, John. This is not even an election anymore. We're doing our best over here. God bless Bob Seska. He said, I bet 50-70% of Democrats, not to mention independents, are totally unaware of this. America's building things again, directly attributable to Biden's policies, and the boom is creating record jobs. Have you seen this graph? Manufacturing is booming under President. That's Trump. This is Biden. How many more barometers can we have that apparently don't make any difference? And Trump's egregious crimes, you know.
But again, our Republican brothers and sisters don't know. They have a separate media ecosystem where they won't be told these things. These people still don't know that Donald Trump admitted Barack Obama was born here in 2016. They don't know. We have finally set up a system where people turn to news for affirmation, not information, and they will not be told anything the party doesn't want them to know. And so unless you're curious, and God bless the liberals, you know, liberals consume all news. Every liberal I know watches right-wing news now and then because it gets your heart rate up, the rage. Our right-wing friends don't know these things.
You know, John, I said that yesterday. There was a huge, you know, someone did all Biden's accomplishments, and I literally thought, oh, well, this is too long to read on the air. It's too boring. So he suffers. And Julie in Seattle wrote me. She said, Steph, as you talked with our beloved Dr. Doom, the delightful Lindy Lee, about how Biden's accomplishments are ignored, I was thinking about a report I saw yesterday on the reopening of Baltimore's port a mere 11 weeks after that monster-sized metal suspension bridge collapsed into it. If Trump had been president when that occurred, I think it's safe to say 11 billion years could have passed and still be closed. There are constant examples of bad things happening, which just get fixed in a timely and competent manner. Another example, the truck crash and fire that collapsed a section of I-95 in Philly. This is not magic. It's local officials and the Biden administration working together. Also, we have a totally excellent gay Secretary of Transportation, and in Baltimore, a black governor and a black mayor. Weird how that DEI thing is working out. I mean, it's just, but you know, I until she brought this up, I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't really see much about that in the news, that because it's just, oh, it's more boring competence, right?
Well, and it's also the death of local news.
And Sinclair Broadcasting.
Great story. Yeah.
Which is why it is imperative that you go to freespeech.org on the last day of the fund drive and also support John Fugelsang on his fantastic show on Sirius XM Progress.
Oh, man. We had my future wife, Jasmine Crockett, the other night. Tonight, little Steven Van Zandt joins us.
Yay.
And the new HBO documentary about his life is amazing. Every progressive should watch it. And we had a very special show this week. We had a man on who was executed this week in Missouri, David Hozier, on Monday night. His spiritual advisor is a friend of mine. We actually talked with a death row inmate the night before the state of Missouri put him to death, even though Jesus never mentioned abortion, but does overturn eye for an eye in the Sermon on the Mount. Mm-hmm. These Christians don't read the damn Bible.
Yep. Sexyliberal.com. You have got to see the Ecclesiastical MOOC live. Yes. We have Glenn Kirshner joining us in Denver. We're working on other surprises. We have lots of surprises in lots of cities.
Stephanie killed it in Seattle.
You killed it in Seattle.
Great show.
Thank you. Pramila Jayapal was fantastic. Standing ovation. Denver, we haven't been in a while, so please, sexyliberal.com, next Saturday, get those last tickets.
Excited.
We love you, John. Goodbye. There he goes.
Thanks, John.
My personal comedy, Jesus. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. Guess what I debuted yesterday?
What?
The Cod Krispies.
Oh!
I gave them a dental chew this morning. They love those, too. And their Mrs. and Mrs. Kisses are sweeter than ever. But, oh, my God. I have the Tilly's Treasures they love. That's how I get them in their little harnesses. But the Cod Krispies.
Can you make Like you make Rice Krispie treats? Can you make Cod Krispie treats?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They loved them.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Dr. Marty knows what he's doing. They are delicious, nutritious, just like Nature's Blend, which is real freeze-dried meat. Yep. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Yep. Then he throws in a bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, all superfoods, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. And they love the flavor. And it's so good for them, raw, freeze-dried, so it's dry to the touch. It's not messy. It doesn't expire quickly. Pantry safe, shelf stable.
No glops.
No glop. It's the no glop food.
Yes.
And they love it, love it, love it. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. 54% off right now, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Next to food and music, this is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Dr. Lowell Steen, Chief of Cardiology at Loyola University Medical Center, with Ira Antelis, founder of 120 Life, a drink that supports healthy blood pressure.
It's great to be here, literally, because I almost wasn't. 5 years ago, I got a terrifying warning from my doctor that my blood pressure was off the charts.
That must have really shaken you.
It did, but I knew there had to be a natural way to lower my blood pressure. So I developed 120 Life, a juice blend to help lower blood pressure.
How much did your blood pressure drop?
In 2 weeks, it dropped 30 points.
That's remarkable. And no side effects?
None. It's all natural superfruits and key minerals. And today, we have thousands of satisfied users.
Where can you get 120 Life?
Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL for 15% off, or text CONTROL to 511-511. If your numbers don't improve, I'll send your money back.
So you really have nothing to lose. Take control of your blood pressure today by visiting 120life.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
All this week from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Music and more music. It's Make Music Madison, June 21st. I'm Terry Barr. Here's director Mary Rose Eckberg.
We have a very dedicated group of hosts and musicians in Madison. So over time, we've just really grown into be kind of a powerhouse in the make music scene across the world.
Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kay at the Maximum Inc. radio stage on State Street, June 21st, 3 to 9. Made possible by Ian's Pizza, Red Star Audio, Music Makes a Difference, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Joy tweets, hi, Steph. I just finished an appointment. I'm wearing a mask and waiting for the elevator. It stops. The door opens. Someone also wearing a mask is on the elevator. As I stepped on, the other person said, you must listen to Dr. Doom on the Stephanie Miller Show. Yes, Dr. Tran tweeted, COVID is not over. Scientists are worried about bird flu. We need to be ready for the next pandemic. Right now, we need to depoliticize and normalize mask wearing. North Carolina's anti-mask bill recklessly does the exact opposite.
New York is about ready to ban masks in the subway because of that incident they had with...
Not too long ago, yeah.
No, it was like 2 days ago, yeah, where a bunch of Palestinian activists were in the subway saying, are there any Zionists on board?
That was your chance to get off. That's what Rude Pundit was talking about.
So they're going to have to figure out how to balance wearing a mask for health purposes versus wearing a mask for safety purposes.
I always smile extra big at people that are wearing masks.
Me too.
Right.
Give them that thumbs up smile.
Right. But if they're threatening people while wearing a mask, that's not cool at all.
Yeah. Let's have a happy thought.
All right.
Tiffany tweets, overheard on the internet, whenever I hate my job, I remind myself that someone out there is Marjorie Taylor Greene's gynecologist.
There you go.
Oh, God. God, what is in there? Several CrossFit instructors, Ark of the Lost Covenant. I mean, Dr. Leakey. Okay.
What? After those CrossFit instructors, yes, leaky. What? What?
Wow, wow, wow.
What?
Now I
what
need
did
to
I
do
say?
Something pure. Now I need to do something pure and good, Jody. Someone tweeted, every time a dog I love dies, they take a piece of my heart with them. And every time a new dog comes into my life, they give me a piece of their heart. If I live long enough, all the pieces of my heart will be dog, and I will become as generous and loving as they are.
Aww.
I just thought we needed that this week.
Yeah.
It's been a hard week. Howard Feynman died. We've had him on. I've been also on TV. Really, really nice guy. Yeah. My friend Glenn's mom died this week. My high school friend's husband is dying of lung cancer that spread to his brain, which is the same thing your sister died. And it's just a... Once again, as we conclude the week, everybody's go through something. Just be kind. Rude Pundit talking about, I believe, Alito. He said Democrats need to call on him to step down now and every chance they get. Congress is co-equal. Act like it. Thank you. We talked about that with him. I think they sometimes forget they're a co-equal branch of government. Can I have 13? I'm wearing my Nancy Pelosi shirt because Trump made his weird, vomitous comments about... Nancy Pelosi's daughter said they would be dating something.
He would be dating Nancy, but she's older than he is.
Right, and to which all the Pelosi sisters vomited in unison and said that is a giant lie. None of them ever said anything.
Let's just talk about unifying the country, putting forth what Joe Biden did with the Democrats in the Congress, House and Senate. First bill that we had right away, the rescue package, shots in arms, money in pockets, people back to work, children safely in schools. A child tax credit taking half the children in poverty out of poverty. The bipartisan infrastructure bill. We had 13 Republicans, but that's bipartisan in the House, more in the Senate.
Real quick, since we were talking to John about IVF, we've got to play Jordan Klepper from The Daily Show.
Yeah. Really? Really, Southern Baptists, you're against IVF? Don't you remember how Jesus was born? That's basically the Bible version of IVF. It's wild that they were inspired to do this because of the Alabama Supreme Court ruling that everyone hated. That's like if you asked a comedian why they got into stand-up, and they said, I loved Kramer's set at the Laugh Factory.
Yay. You know who loves Frangela's set every time? Everyone.
Exactly.
Everyone.
Ever. Everyone ever.
Fridays with Frangela next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we wrap up our On the Road tour with Jane Matt Nair in beautiful Amory on Flag Day. Join us right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.